It's time again for the only show that takes a look at business from a different perspective, the coaching perspective, with Master Certified Business Coach, Doug Gefeller. Hey, Doug.
You know, that's what you get when you're too cheap to pay the announcer to record the opening and you count on him remembering it.
See, those listening as a podcast will wonder what we're talking about, but I screwed up the opening in the live version here.
Well, look, welcome to today's show. I'm Doug Gefeller. I'm a Master Certified Coach by the International Coach Federation, and I've been coaching leaders and their teams for 21 years, helping them to clarify their objectives and reach their goals. If you'd like to know more about my coaching services, just go to my website, thecoachingperspective.com. Well, our topic for today is experience is overrated. Now, that ought to get your attention. You know, I just finished reading a great, great book. The title of the book is Rookie Smarts, and it's by Liz Wiseman. And she starts the book off with this question: when is not knowing more valuable than knowing? When is not knowing more valuable than knowing? You know, if your experience has been like mine, it certainly wasn't when you were looking for a job or starting a new business. And I can clearly remember hearing that, Doug, you don't have enough experience for that job, or your business is too new to handle our account. Remember the frustration you felt and how fair it seemed to be denied the chance to learn something new because you didn't already know it? Boy, does that sound weird. Well, the book is based on a very well-documented research project that Liz Wiseman supervised here. It was designed to find out just how valuable experience is over being a rookie. You know, we hear a lot now about the aging population, the number of people that are going to be retiring, that are leaving the workforce, the brain drain that we're going to experience, particularly in the management ranks. And of course, ever since the recession, I don't care what field you're in, trying to find experienced people to staff your company seems to be almost impossible. All of this is kind of setting us up to believe that business is going to suffer from a lack of experienced people. Well, this book's findings actually show that in many cases, the rookie will outperform the experienced person, and that in almost all cases, a group of rookies will definitely outperform an experienced individual. Don't take my word for it. Get this book and read it. This is well documented. However, not to get you upset, those of you who are listening and who have lots of years of experience and are going, oh crap, now I'm worth nothing. No, it goes on to show how we can maintain and how we can have the best of both worlds, taking advantage of our experience and yet maintaining our rookie attitude. Before I get into my thoughts on it, I want to share another comment that comes from the book. She makes the point that as work shifts from physical to the knowledge realm, what are the implications for achieving mastery? While physical virtuosity requires practice, might brilliance in the world of ideas demand mental agility? When there is too much to know, and boy, isn't that the truth, with the internet today and with the rapid expansion of knowledge, there's way too much to know. Might having the right question be more important than having the right answer? Boy, she was talking about my sweet spot there. I mean, there's nothing more that coaches love than to hear that the issue is what questions are you asking, not what advice you're giving. Well, you know, as I was reading this book, it got me to thinking about the way in which most of us coach, or in fact, do anything. You know, we start off by getting some training on how to do it, whatever it is. Then we work with people who've been doing it so we can follow their example. And then we keep practicing what we have now learned until we can do it in our sleep, perhaps with the same enthusiasm and challenge that sleepwalking provides. Eventually, after doing it a long time, we reach the point where we get bored because of the routine and the lack of challenge. Or maybe we just start reducing our expectations about the amount of excitement that we expect out of our work. Some of us solve this problem by changing jobs or even fields, while some start to watch the calendar and dream of the day when they don't have to do this anymore. A few of us find that when faced with the alternative of doing things differently, we would rather not take the risk and just resign ourselves to the same old routine. You know, I want to share some of the observations here in the book. And again, this is a book that I was very impressed with the way the book was laid out. It uses some very interesting, entertaining examples to illustrate the points that their research well documents. The appendix is full of just great information, all kinds of specific business situations you might run into and how you might actually apply the information and knowledge in the book to those specific situations. I'm not going to get into that. I'm really going to encourage you to read the book. And when I put the blog up here, you will see in the description that I've given you the information on the book, the title, the author, and where you can get it. Well, you know, based on the research that was done, it turns out that rookies outperform experienced people in certain situations. Now, what are those situations? You know, a rookie has the edge when he's exploring or the job calls for exploring new frontiers and innovating, when immediate gains are required, when there may be multiple ways to solve a problem, when there is too much information for any one person to know. Those are the playing fields where the rookie, the lack of experience isn't a handicap, and the rookie's perspective, which we're going to get into, can be a tremendous benefit. However, the caution is that when a single mistake can be game-ending for your business, putting a rookie on the job can be disastrous. That's not where you want to play. You know, rookie smarts is how we tend to think and act when we are mindful that we're doing something for the first time. Now, the rookie and the veteran modes that Liz talks about in the book are not classifications of people. They're modes of behavior. They're modes of behavior that we all slip into and out of these roles based on the circumstances. We can be in rookie mode in one aspect of our work and in veteran mode in another aspect of our work. You know, this is really good news, and it holds out hope for those of us who have lots of experience. You know, for instance, I can be in veteran mode when I am coaching somebody, and I am in rookie mode when I'm working on how to put this podcast up onto the internet and get it on the right page and make it all look correctly. One of the things that rookies have as an advantage is they don't have any history that they have to draw from. They don't have a reputation that they have to worry about upholding. They don't have a lot of resources that they're hiding behind. Nothing to weigh them down so that they're encumbered. They have more of a hopeful outlook. As a result, they can go above the status quo. Instead of settling for yesterday's best practices, because they don't have yesterday's best practices, they're forced almost to find new practices to fit new terrain. You know, this is the kind of thinking that excited me about coaching. It's what prompted me to name my business The Coaching Perspective, because for me, it's all about not giving advice. It's all about looking at the issues from a different perspective. I think it was Peter Drucker, and I can't remember the quote exactly, but he had a famous quote, and the quote said something along the lines of that you can't solve a problem from the same perspective that the problem was created, that you have to be able to shift to a different way. And this is where those of us with lots of experience can get into trouble. I mean, we've got a track record we've got to maintain. We've got a reputation to uphold. We're expected to know the answers. We've got resources we're going to protect. We've got expectations that clients and staff and employees have for us. We can become very defensive with a sort of protective outlook on things. You know, I can remember that when our producer, Paul, first approached me a number of years ago about doing a radio show, my first reaction was very defensive. I wasn't all in jumping up and down about trying something new. It was, this is going to take money. This is going to take time. What if we fail? We're going to look ridiculous and stupid. You know, there was a mindset that I had to get past to be able to look and explore and evaluate a new business opportunity. As a result of this, those of us who are experienced, we tend to do things the way we've always done it. we tend to maybe do things as good as they were done in the past rather than looking for, is there a way to do things better? You know, as an experienced person, we tend to limit what's possible, to stay on the path, to protect our resources, while the rookie is seeing new possibilities and exploring new terrain and acting, you know, in an excited, wholehearted way. You know, rookies lack the knowledge and experience they need and are forced into looking for new ways to do things, not the old way. They lack the confidence, and so they operate cautiously but quickly, seeking constant feedback to calibrate their performance and close the gap. Because they're working in areas where they haven't worked before, maybe they're uncomfortable with what they're doing, because they're working to survive, they're more inclined to improvise, to work extra hours, to work tirelessly for the very basics. Whereas, you know, those of us with experience, we're sort of confident about operating in our environment. We might stay close to what we know. We might tend to give advice rather than seeking out learning opportunities. We might feel capable and confident operating at a steady pace, forgetting to check in with the stakeholders. We're dealing in an established arena where we know what the pitfalls are. We think we know what the best practice is. We think we know what the optimal results are going to be. But what we really know is not the truth to those questions. We just know what we've experienced in the past. There's a phrase that I really liked in the book that she talks about being a perpetual rookie. And she says that this is a mindset, that despite your years of experience, you can be a perpetual rookie if you develop a mindset that encompasses being curious, a desire to know something, a thirst for knowledge and understanding, a hunger to seek out novel experiences. You can keep your perpetual rookie mindset if you're humble. You know, humble means that you're willing to take advice, that you don't elevate yourself over others. You don't approach everything with a state of mind that you're the teacher, that you approach it with the fact that you're teachable, that there may be new things for you to learn here and understand. And most of all, you approach work with the mindset that work is play. It's not drudgery. It's fun. And this is what rookies do. And you approach work with a deliberate point of view, where you have high levels of intentionality. Your expectations exceed what the experienced person thinks is reasonable or maybe even possible. Because you don't know it can't be done, you end up doing it. Those are the things that create the environment of a perpetual rookie. How do you do that? You know, how do you be curious? How do you be humble, playful, and deliberate? What are the things you can do? Well, there were a number of, in fact, there's a whole appendix of work exercises that you could go through that will help you stay in this kind of mental rookie mode. You can reverse your mentoring. You can, instead of mentoring people, ask to be mentored. I got an email the other day from the ICF is a master certified coach. I was on this mailing list, and it was offering me an opportunity to be mentored by other master certified coaches. And I thought, that's great. You know, it's acknowledging that my learning is not over. There's still more for me to learn. I think where they might have missed it, though, is what about mentoring me with a junior coach? You know, I've had the pleasure of having a number of relatively new coaches, new to the business of coaching, on the radio show over the years. And their first response when we talk about them being on the show is, well, they're too new in the business. They don't know anything. They don't know what they'll say. And, you know, we get past that and they get on the show. And not only do they have a lot to share, I find myself madly taking notes about, one, things that they're doing that I knew, but I've forgotten over time to do them and don't do them anymore. Things that, well, that's the way you do it, that over time I've made little changes to where now the way I do it is totally 360 degrees off in the wrong direction. Or things that I never thought of doing that way, that they are approaching it from a whole different perspective. So this reverse mentoring can be wonderful. Along the same lines as talking to strangers, expand your network. Get out there and talk to new people. Swap jobs with somebody for a day if you're in a business environment. Take a risk. Do something that you've never done before. Get close to the action. You know, the experienced people, we don't have to do the drudgery work anymore. We delegate that to somebody. Well, guess what? There may be a lot to learn from getting down in the trenches and doing it again. Maybe it's been 20 years since you did that. Take on a job that you're not really qualified for. See how fast you can get halfway up the learning curve. I loved that one. You know, so many times we set ourselves up for failure, or we set ourselves up to the point where we go, I don't have enough time to become an expert on that. Well, what if you became a half an expert? Wouldn't that be better than being no expert? Attach yourself to a complex problem and let it drag you into a new space, you know? The blog that Cal Newport puts out talks about deep thinking, and he advocates stop the multitasking. Get immerse yourself, time and focus in really thinking about a problem. That the answer you get out of immersing yourself in a problem for a long, concentrated, focused period of time is a much different, much better answer than the one you get by quickly reading the problem, taking a shower, and coming back and penciling out what you think the answer is. Another way to keep your rookie mentality is throw away your notes. Toss out your best practices. Think about a new way to do it. If you've been listening recently, you know we did a couple of shows recently on podcasting and on internet radio, and Paul Roberts was our guest. And as I got to interview Paul, he reminded me of things that I used to do when we first started doing this, but I'm not doing anymore. And so I went back and, you know, took my list and redid it. And actually, it got kind of exciting to rethink the way in which we're doing things. Spend some time with amateurs. You know, I love working with new coaches. They are so excited. They're so fascinated by what I sometimes have taken to be the normal, my normal expectation about what a coaching engagement will produce, and they're just blown away by what a coaching engagement will produce. So it really, you know, all of those things are exercises, and again, refer to the book, exercises that you can work on to sort of keep yourself in that rookie mentality. You know, with the way the environment is changing, with the expansion of knowledge, with the change in the way in which we do businesses, the way in which we conduct relationships with people, you cannot rely on what you know if you learned it very long ago. You have to constantly refresh. You have to keep jumping in. You know, there's some steps about how in a company you can make a change, how to go from a leader to a learner. I loved one of her suggestions. It said, keep an I don't know list. We all have a to-do list. What about an I don't know list? Things that you don't know. Announce your ignorance to people. Let them know when you don't know. Dump your assumptions. Reverse the mentoring. And like all coaches will tell you, ask naive questions. You don't learn anything if you don't ask it. Step into areas that you're uncomfortable with. All of this, you don't want to just suddenly abandon everything you know and have been doing for you years. Take small steps with this. Take small steps in trying something new. Don't just, you know, sabotage your business with wanting to experiment to the point where you're not providing your clients with what they need, but take time to do it. Rethink. You know, rookie smart companies need to think differently. You know, I talked about the problem of hiring experienced people. I recently had the occasion to be working with a client, and I was reading their experience requirement for a particular job that they were having trouble filling. And when I questioned them about it, after finally getting past their sort of standard pat answer, we started to realize that they really didn't need somebody with 5 years' experience. They didn't really need somebody with experience in 7 different programs. Those things could be taught quickly. Those things could be taught easily. Those things weren't all needed. What they needed was a lot of learning attitudes, not experienced in doing the job. So rethink your talent management practices. Think about how you can hire people who are rookies and put them in positions where they're not going to fail because one mistake would destroy the client relationship, but put them into positions where they can work with others, and that shared knowledge, that excitement, that enthusiasm they have for the job is going to produce breakthrough results for you, which means you're going to have to look at the way you design your jobs. Design your jobs so that each job might have a rookie component. Design your job so that rookies aren't working alone, because when rookies work together, their combined thinking power can easily overcome their lack of experience in doing the job. Make sure that your learning and development programs are open to everybody. They are offering people the opportunity to learn things that you might not think they need to be successful in the job today. Give rookies a voice. Put them on committees. Hear their point of view. Let them participate with the veterans and not have to wait 20 years to earn their position at the table. They may have some insights we've never thought about. Well, where else can we apply this information? Well, you know, I've been doing a lot of work on the issue of how executives handle retirement. And as I read this book, all of a sudden it seems to me if I could work as a coach with them, for them to adopt a rookie attitude and to let go of their veteran experienced attitude, that they would have a much easier time designing the next phase of their life. You know, without even realizing it, we all are holding on to assumptions that are no longer valid. We're working with procedures that are out of date. We think that what we're going to be doing in the future has to be predicated upon what we've done in the past. That's not the case anymore. You know, so I think in the area of career planning, retirement planning, life changes, looking at things with a rookie perspective might be the way to really jump in with both feet and look at things from a new way, come up with new ideas. It also struck me that as an experienced coach, how I might apply this. I need to let go of my experience and look for new ways to ask new questions, collaborate with newer coaches, go back and constantly refresh my training. In the middle of reading this book, I had a session with my coach, and this is an example of how it can help you. And we were talking, and I had just confessed to my coach that the coaching with some of my clients seems to be coming kind of stale and predictable and maybe boring from my perspective. Well, my coach asked, you know, well, do you think your clients feel the same way? And I said, you know, how could they? They're getting this great coaching. How could they think that way? She said, did you ever ask them? Well, no, I've never asked them. In the discussion, one of the things that came up is the acknowledgement that most of my clients are long-term, meaning that we've been coaching for a number of years, but guess what? Even though we've been coaching for years, even though their understanding of coaching has changed, even though our relationship has changed because of the closeness we've developed for those years we've been working on things, their business has changed, their home life has changed, but guess what? We're still operating under the original coaching alliance that was developed when they started working with me many years ago. When I looked at that, I suddenly realized that that alliance was not really relevant anymore and that I needed to work with the client to develop a new coaching alliance, one that would reflect the accomplishments we've achieved and one that would reset the objectives for going forward. Well, you know, that's just one example. There's so many ways in which this can be applied. I just kind of want to wrap this up now, but I want to really encourage you to get out there and get a hold of this book. I'm almost sorry that I got the electronic copy because I just can't keep thumbing back through the pages and putting stickies on it as easy as I can with a hard copy. I'm probably going to have to go buy another one. But the book is Rookie Smarts. It's by Liz Wiseman. I think it will give you a whole new perspective on the way in which you approach things, the way in which you approach people who don't have a lot of experience. Well, look, if you're listening to our podcast, I want to thank you for visiting our website, thecoachingperspective.com. Be sure to check out our archives for other shows with some great guests. And speaking of guests, boy, we've got a lineup. We're fully booked for April. We're half booked for May, and we're already starting to book people for June. So we are going to have some exciting guests. You're not going to have to just listen to me as we go forward. Well, I hope that you've enjoyed the show today. Our goal, as always, is to have discussions that provide you with new ideas and information that you can put to use immediately to identify and achieve your goals. Keep working on being a rookie. I'll be back with you again next week.
For all the rookies and the pros, you've been listening to The Coaching Perspective, the only show that takes a look at business from a different perspective. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net.